We say good morning now to Dr. Nancy Nielsen. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, Doctor, here we are. We've been doing these weekly conversations now for over a year. Let's get into this from a couple different levels. First of all, variants. We've been talking about COVID variants for months. It seems like they're having an impact locally.
Well, they really are. We certainly have found the UK variant, the B117, here, but we found several of the other variants as well. We keep commenting on B117 every time you hear the infectious disease people comment on TV or in the media, because we know that it is so much more transmissible and it carries a 60% higher mortality rate. But we also know that the vaccines that we're using do protect against this strain. So what we need to do is just get everybody who's eligible vaccinated as soon as vaccine can be brought here.
Just to, again, though, to highlight the key elements of that numbers when it comes to the UK variant, it's here, first and foremost. It's considerably more transmissible, and it has a higher mortality rate as well.
And we don't know, because we don't test every single isolate to find out what the genetic makeup is. Luckily, we have a center that can test for that here at UB, but we don't test everything. In New York City, they have found that 1 in 4 cases are the UK variant, 1 in 4. So it's the dominant strain that's spreading right now throughout the country, actually.
And it's interesting, we're starting to see a portion of the population that we didn't really necessarily expect to see coming down with the virus, and that is school-age kids.
Well, let me talk locally, and then let me talk about elsewhere in the U.S. Locally, you've heard Dr. Burstein in their weekly press conference talk about some outbreaks in schools, and some schools have had to quarantine or shut down and do just virtual learning for about 10 days. We are seeing more of that. You know, if you remember early on, we did not see that. And so there was concern that closing the schools was maybe not the right thing to do. We don't know if something has changed. We think it may be these more transmissible variants that seem to cause symptoms in kids more than we saw early on in this pandemic. So it's very interesting. There was a report just 2 days ago from the American Academy of Pediatrics that 18% of the cases, the new cases, the last week in March were in kids. And we certainly did not see that before. And in New York City, even though the UK variant is 1 in 4 cases, there has not been a spike in kids. So we're going to have to watch these trends really very, very carefully.
And just to again, reiterate the message here as well, kids may be getting infected, may not be showing symptoms, correct, and become asymptomatic spreaders inside their own households. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We're certainly seeing it in youth sports, and we're seeing it within families and when families gather with other people. So we can't be complacent. I hate to keep being, you know, Debbie Downer here, but the reality is we are not out of this pandemic yet. And what we're seeing is people are protected who've been vaccinated. But there's a whole segment of the population that's now eligible for the vaccine but hasn't yet gotten it. And so they're the ones that are going to come down with it.
Let's talk about vaccinations, Dr. Nielsen. It seems after a kind of a rocky start with a rollout to vaccine distribution, things are improving. What are you seeing from your perspective?
Well, there's no question that more and more people are getting at least one shot. In New York, at least 1/3 of people have gotten one shot. And there's some variation in our region from county to county, but all our 5 counties in Western New York and in Region 10 are really doing pretty well. There still is a lot more demand, because we have everybody 16 and over who's eligible, than there is supply. But we are getting more and more vaccine, and you'll see this week pharmacies have it, more and more doctor's offices now have it, and certainly the county health departments and the mass vaccination sites. Just one thing on that, for 16 and 17-year-olds, it's important to remember that they can only get the Pfizer vaccine. And the best place to look for the Pfizer vaccine is one of the state-run mass vaccination sites.
As always, Dr. Nancy Nielsen, thanks for joining us on WBFO.
Thank you, Jay. Take care.